He's pounding the drum. I would like, you know, there used to be a rule. Here's my thinking on this.
All right.
Raytheon is at all-time high. It started skyrocketing.
Following the money. Hold on a second.
$1.4 million a missile.
Yes.
And so Raytheon's really screaming in the stock market. Also, there is, you know, they tried to computerize, which is very easy to do, computerize the documents because Congress and the aides and the congressmen can invest in anything they want to based on anything they know. They don't. They're not subject to any insight or anything.
There was legislation signed by the president, and they do have to submit this within 90 days of making a trade, and the only record of it is in the basement,
yes,
where you can get a photocopy of the microfiche.
Right. You have to go to they proposed putting it online, which would be easy to do.
Yeah.
But then they changed it. So you actually, if I wanted to find out who owns shares in Raytheon.
And when they bought.
And I would suspect McCain is one of them. I have to go to Washington, D.C. and scrounge around a file system that I'm unfamiliar with to find the record I'm looking for. And then I have to pay a buck or something to get a copy of it. It's not – no one's going to do this. I mean, even though they should be doing it, the Washington Post, there should be one person full time in that office.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's probably nobody there half the time. Oh, we can't go in today. I'm sure it's not as easy to get in there as you'd imagine. So Raytheon stock is skyrocketing. Now, they have to shoot off – in fact, there was – let me look at this article. There's an article of all places in Politico. And they were bitching. It says – reports the White House is planning attacks to punish Damascus for the use of chemical weapons sent Raytheon stock to a two-week high and have reawakened grumblings. It's reawakened. Listen to this. Reawakened grumblings in Congress that the military doesn't buy enough Tomahawks. There have been many of us who have been concerned for years about maintaining our missile capabilities, said Rob. Rob Bishop, Republican of Utah, a member of the House Armed Services Committee.
Yeah.
On paper, the Pentagon buys 196, multiply that by 1.4 million, Tomahawk missiles a year.
Okay, can I just interject for 1 second? I'm looking at the chart because this is what you said it, and then I went and checked, fact-checked you. In February of 2013, Raytheon stock, which is RTN on the New York Stock Exchange, was at, $44. Close on Friday, $75. It has, that's like almost 80 to 85%.
Right, and if you were buying puts or calls, you'd be buying some calls on that.
Yeah,
you'd make 10 times your money.
And you'd be rolling in hookers and blow.
And by the way, this is discouraging because we should have seen this coming up down Broadway.
Yeah. Hey, John,
two of us should have
you're the guy that's supposed to say, Adam, go buy, you know, these calls in Raytheon. I'm like, whatever. Just send me a link just so I can click on it.
Now, of course, if this doesn't happen, because they were showing, you know, if you remember some of the early clips, they got 80 missiles they're going to fire. They're going to fire 80 missiles on this ship and 40 from that.
That's $150 million right there.
During the sequester, I might add.
Yeah, and let's forget what it costs to, you know, roll the ship out.
Right. During the sequester, I might add.
Yeah. Is that just a coincidence, you think?
What?
It's all happening during the sequester, of course.
Oh, they don't pay attention to the sequester when they have to punish Damascus.
Exactly.
Whatever the case is, this is obviously the payday. So I think they've already made their money. They can all sell, hold out, you know, do the thing with Congress, keep talking about it, don't do anything,
right?
And then then go short with the puts. And say, we're not going to launch any of these missiles. We're not going to be buying too many.
Boom.
Raytheon stock hits.
So you're saying that now is the time to buy, to short it, to buy on the downside, that it's going to drop like a rock, possibly down to 60.
Yeah.
So you think that they're not going to fire them off? You don't think they're going to light them up?
Well, I'm getting to think that more and more since the British Parliament decided to short Raytheon.
Now, Now let me ask you a question, because I looked at this, and of course people know that David Cameron went to his parliament and said, oh, okay, you know, let's the representatives of the British people, should we get involved? And they said no. But, you know, when you look at the underlying facts, that, you know, there were 10 members of parliament who were like, oh, I didn't know there was a vote going on. I was pooping. I had a conflict, a scheduling conflict.
There's actually discussion going on right now that, because our Congress is going to take a vote, and there's discussion in various forums as who the chicken shit guys are who aren't going to vote one way or the other. And I think that's what happened in Parliament, because they didn't want to take sides in case things went south.
Do you think that, or do you think it was a setup intended either A, to embarrass Cameron, or quite possibly to embarrass Obama, or to short Raytheon? Seems like the most logical.
I like the short Raytheon but I think Cameron was in on this whole scam because he was such a loudmouth.
I would agree.
We had plenty of clips of him.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we got to do this. We got to do that. They need to be punished. And he went on and on, knowing that the British public wouldn't go along with it, but it makes him look good. And Obama, yeah. Well, I tried. Yeah. I tried.
Yeah. So what can I do?
Really did,
what
but
can I do?
Can't fuck Parliament.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it makes them look bad at all. It's just, you know, because it throws right back to the parliament, and they decide. And now they left, you know, all we have left is this idiot. Hold on.
Listen to what McCain had to say when he was.